You're listening to Football Talk. Okay, you know that one. Right, hello and welcome. This is the first episode of Football Talk podcast. And I'm really happy to be here. And I just want to chat a bit about transfers, maybe? Transfers and just sort of football general news. I think that's how we should start the podcast. And then we'll go on to, like, we'll start with recents like Premier League, Serie A, that sort of stuff, and transfers, and then move on to the players. Okay, so this first episode, I want to talk about Ronaldo. Man United. Wow. Can't believe it. It's amazing. He's gone back to Man United. He was almost on track to Man City. I mean, it was pretty inevitable he was going to leave Juventus. I mean, I think we all knew he wasn't really happy at Juventus. Like, Messi at Barca. Well, Messi stayed at Barca for a while. I thought he inevitably was going to transfer in the end, but yes, he didn't. He did. He went to PSG. He obviously went to PSG because they offered him money. Yeah, that played a big factor in it. I think that any footballer's dream is making more money. And I think everyone can relate to that. So even if some players don't play for clubs like PSG, you ask, oh, why doesn't Ronaldo play for PSG? Well, I don't know if they need Ronaldo, really. They got Messi, they got Neymar, they got Mbappe. Well, they haven't got him for much longer. But, yeah. So, Cristiano. I'm pretty sure he's going to stay at Man United for the rest of his career. I think I'd say that. But, yeah. But Messi at PSG? I think the same thing of him. I think everyone says, oh, PSG's great. Put a smile on his face. And I think that's right. Because he was pressured to leave Barca. And he left and he went to a club which he hopefully enjoys. And he'll have fun there. You want a nice long-lasting club. Which is good for the club. Because sometimes it can be quite hard to keep up all this transfer news. Like Antoine Griezmann. He's trying to get back to Atletico. But the fans don't want him. And then it's better if the players stay in it. Plus, if they're going internationally, I mean, I sometimes ask the question, very frequently actually, why do English national players play in the English league? I'm always like, why don't they play in the Bundesliga or other league? Well, the answer simply is this, is that England has one of the best leagues in the world. There's no doubt about that. Has one of the best leagues in the world, the Premier League. I mean, what league are they going to play in? La Liga? Okay. Playing in the league of one of the big teams. But then who are you playing? Atletico Bilbao? Or teams like that which don't really have money or don't have big names? I mean, granted, if you're playing Real Madrid, Barca, Atletico, but it's like, who else are you playing? Whereas in the Premier League, you've got those constantly, you've got so many good teams in the Premier League. You got your Man City, your Man United, Liverpool, Chelsea. We'll just get that onto just quickly, just so you know what club I support. I am a hardcore Chelsea fan, so yeah. But my family is a Leeds United fan, so that helps for some interesting conversation when they play each other. Some interesting conversation. Anyway, I think transfers is just, they happen too frequently. The players just, they think they can just transfer anywhere. Transfer. I mean, my gosh, how many transfers do they do? I mean, I respect that and think I'm good, but it's like, you've got to stay at a club for a bit, haven't you? So I get it if you don't like it, but if you don't know the language and stuff like that. But let's not stay on that topic. I'd like to go on to the more sort of, I know Cristiano Ronaldo, but why did he leave Juventus? Well, as I said before, earlier, I don't think he was that happy there, because they're not going to offer him that much money, are they? They offered him a good salary. That's mainly why he left Real Madrid. He was pushing for more money, a higher salary, more wages. But they weren't really relying on him. I mean, he's used to being the big name. But in Juventus, they didn't treat him the way he wanted to be treated. He wanted to be treated like the big name, like he wasn't before in Man United, and like he continues today. He wants the team to rely on him, because he is, for a lot of people, the best player in the world. So, and people adore him. I think he is the best player in the world. I mean, he's a great player. I know a lot of people, most of the people have in the footballing world, have an immense amount of respect for him. But he's not Neymar. I mean, Neymar, granted, he's better than Neymar. But Neymar stayed. He stayed, but he had to leave. So I think it's good that he left, and now he's joined an English club. Yay. Another reason why Man United are probably going to win the Premiership soon. And they're probably going to win the Premiership. But let's hold out hope for Chelsea. Well, let's hold out hope for a Champions League then, like we did last time. Let's hold out hope for a Champions League. Yeah, Chelsea. I mean, we just had a massive sign, so yeah. Combat that. Combat Ronaldo. We got Romelu Lukaku. We got Mason Mount. We got Kai Havertz. We got Pulisic. Combine all those and we'll have some sort of chance against Ronaldo. That should be fun. That should be a fun match. Anyway, so I think that's the main transfer news. Big marker in transfers that are happening in the past few weeks. And apart from that, I don't think there are any really major transfers. Well, Willian, the Brazilian player, is going to Corinthians, my Brazilian team, which should be good. He's going back there because, well, end of your career, you go back to where you started. He's going from Arsenal. Oh, yeah, Arsenal. Yeah, he's going back from Arsenal. So that should be quite fun. But yeah, that's transfer news. Anyway, I just want to talk about the Premier League, really, in this. I want to do specific episodes with different leagues, you know, the Premier League and different teams. I just want to analyse the Premier League for a bit. Okay, so we have had a few promotions. Last time we had Norwich City. Woohoo! For the Norwich City fans. I know a few, trust me. Yeah, they've been promoted to the Premiership from the EFL Championship. Hull still haven't made it. My second team still haven't made it. Hull City, but they did win the EFL League One. That's only to get into the EFL Championship. Maybe they'll make it this year. Maybe this year is their year to get back in the Premier League. So they used to be frequently in the Premier League. Maybe it's their chance to get back in. Doing well, they're still ahead. Yeah, so Norwich are in. I feel like Norwich is going to get relegated. I'm pretty sure. If not, I don't think Leeds United are going to get relegated. Hopefully not. Hopefully not, because then my family will be very annoyed. Chelsea definitely aren't going to get relegated. I'd be very surprised if Chelsea got relegated. Or I wouldn't be too surprised if... Actually, I would be pretty surprised if Arsenal got relegated as well. Because, I wouldn't be surprised if Brentford got relegated. Or Wolverhampton Wanderers. Wolves. Yeah, so, what about the big teams in the Premier League? Your Man City, your Man United, your... You see, you would think Birmingham would have a big team. I know this is kind of random, but wouldn't, like, Birmingham have, like, a big team? Because, like, Manchester has, like, a big team and, like, London has teams. Why doesn't Birmingham have a good team that's fighting in the Premier League? You'd think. I guess you got like Stoke. You got Stoke on Trent, which has this team Stoke City. Not bad, but not good either. Yeah. Oh, it's Man City now who's winning the leagues. Man City. Not the Champions League there. The Champions League is pretty fun. Because Man City were wiped out by Chelsea. Well, 1-0 in the final. Yeah. By Kai Havertz. That brilliant German forward guy who kicks the ball into the net. Anyway, yeah. You got so many London teams as well, shadowing each other, like Arsenal, Chelsea, Brentford. Arsenal, Chelsea, QPR. Yeah, but seriously, different London teams try to overshadow each other. I see that they're trying to compete for the best London team. But yeah, Chelsea was actually my nearest London team when I lived in London. That was pretty fun. Anyway, yeah, that's probably the Premier League. Good teams. Man City, Man United. Oh, like Man United, I feel like they're gonna be strong. When they have Ronaldo, they got Luke Shaw, good player. Very offensive player, Luke Shaw. Very good at attacking, counter-attacking. Plays for England. And Leeds United have got another player in the England squad. I know, breaking news. Bamford is in the England squad. And a Brazilian national who plays for the Brazil team has also signed for Leeds United. I know. They're getting all the press here, Leeds United. Maybe they're going to be championship. Maybe they'll hold the championship title. I think more often than not. Well, soon. Soonish. Okay, maybe not so soon. When they got a bit of money. Football, I think nowadays, is mostly about just who has the most money. It's a game you can play. To win the league, who has the most money? But it's entertainment. I mean, come on. Without fans, football would be nothing. It's because we like watching football. We like going to football games. Seeing our home clubs play. I mean, girl, home club. Ooh. Yeah, so it's pretty good. Anyway, that should be it for our first podcast. We're going to close it up there. I hope you really enjoyed this session, and I hope you like this podcast and follow, because I'll be releasing so many more episodes sooner. But then make these episodes like 15 minutes. Yeah, so they're short and sweet, and then that means we can release more. We can release more on a weekly basis, or even, you know, not a day, but every 3 days, every 2 days, we can come up with a new podcast. I'm going to leave it there, and I just want to say, Thank you all for watching. Make sure to follow and keep a lookout for all those football matches that are coming up. We got some World Cup qualifiers. I know tonight, 8 o'clock, Brazil playing Argentina. Should be a fun game after the Copa America final. So yeah, make sure to tune in, watch some football matches you can watch for free. And yeah, that's it. Okay, bye.